On Wednesdays, our business report focuses on the workplace, and today we're going to focus on the workplace of the big three car makers, which have been paying some workers not to make anything. Through a little-known program called the Jobs Bank, thousands of auto workers who lost their jobs to outsourcing or technology still get full salary to do community service or just sit around. Ford has 1,100 workers in its Jobs Bank. Analysts estimate General Motors has more than 5,000. CEO Rick Wagoner says GM cannot keep paying the annual $400 million price tag. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Every morning, several hundred GM workers arrive before dawn at an outlet mall outside Lansing, Michigan. The company won't let reporters inside, but you can look through the windows and see people sleeping in chairs, knitting, or doing aerobics, all at $26 an hour or more. Ray Hollins has been coming here since May. Standing in the parking lot in the freezing air, he describes the scene inside what GM workers call the holding tank.
Some people go online just to check on school, to check on different things. A lot of people play dominoes, cards, people do crafts. We have a few TV sets with VCR hookups, or you bring your own, and you watch TV pretty much all day.
Holland spends his days poring over the Wall Street Journal and recovering from injuries sustained while making the old Pontiac Grand Am. He expects to move to a new plant soon.
Well, just like a sabbatical. I mean, it's brief, and you know it's not going to be forever.
But for some GM workers, the Jobs Bank has become a way of life. People have spent 15 years in the program, more time than they spent actually making cars. Auto executives agreed to the Jobs Bank in the mid-1980s as part of their contract with the United Auto Workers. At the time, they thought workers would only stay there temporarily. But with GM and Ford losing money and market share in North America, the days of the Jobs Bank may be numbered. Analysts expect the company to attack the program in next year's contract negotiations. Stephen Zachely is an economist with the Center for Automotive Research. He says the situation for automakers is dire.
These companies may not survive if the union doesn't attempt to help out in some way. If things continue as they are today, these companies may not be here.
Zachely expects the company may keep the Jobs Bank, but reduce the salaries workers receive there. Some UAW leaders are bracing for change. Chris Sherwood heads Local 652 in Lansing and will be involved in early negotiations.
There's going to be some kind of adjustments in there. How much is still to be figured out?
Sherwood defends the program. He points out that his local has 800 members in the Jobs Bank doing community service. Some work as mentors in schools, others do construction for local nonprofits. A handful look after the city's Oldsmobile Museum, where the voice of company founder Ransom Olds greets visitors in a video.
In the early years that I drove a car when I was the only man on the road, starting back to 1886.
Doug Brown has worked at the museum for more than 3 years. He and other GM workers spend their time painting walls and mowing grass. Brown shows a visitor an old, rusting engine they're refurbishing in a back room.
I think this is a 1937 Rio. Somebody donated it, and it was in pieces when we got it. And we steam cleaned it, and some of the parts had to be sandblasted.
Brown likes working at the museum, but he misses his old job.
We built prototype cars. They decided they would rather source it out to job shops, and paying to have that done, but they're paying for us to be here, so they're kind of paying double on this.
In fact, Brown still makes $30 an hour at the museum. GM sent his work not to Mexico or China, but to a job shop in Detroit, where he says non-union workers earn just $8 to $10 an hour. GM spokesman Stefan Weinman admits that paying twice for a part costs the company more, but he says when people like Doug Brown retire, GM will save money on outsourced work.
Initially, we may still pay both sides here, but the expectation and the experience is that the workers that used to perform the work in-house will reduce over time.
Because of lost market share, Ford and GM plan to eliminate a total of 60,000 jobs in the coming years. Analysts say they'll probably have to offer early retirement packages to keep the Jobs Bank from ballooning. Even Doug Brown, who works at the Oldsmobile Museum, thinks the program won't last.
Probably the next contract, they might make some alterations to it, and then the contract after that, in my opinion, I think it'll probably be gone.
By then, though, Doug Brown will be gone too. He's 65 and plans to retire this summer. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
And that's some business news for this hour. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.